You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Again, there we are.
Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Good morning to you, Kirsten.
Good morning.
And welcome to the show.
Yes, and we have our sort of shift in accent, I'm going to call it.
Yeah.
Because we're still playing music from around various places, but we're going to sort of axis on a different instrument.
Yeah, and what are we going to be looking at today?
Today we're doing the harmonica, otherwise known as mouth organ, or the other good name I heard for it was the Mississippi saxophone.
The Mississippi saxophone.
And, wow, what an interesting instrument. You know, when I was looking for, you know, tracks to play, like the top harmonica solos. I mean, we're going to play some sort of more oddball ones today, but some of the real main ones people will know is He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother, and it starts off with that sort of lonely solo. Billy Joel, Piano Man, Love Me Do by the Beatles, and even Karma Chameleon by Culture Club. So
I mean, just to begin with, it sounds like it's kind of become a predominantly... Are there many female harmonica players?
I'm sure there are. We're all talking men today, but I guess because it's just such male genres with rock, I guess.
Yeah.
It's really been picked up by rock. So, weird sort of little instrument. Apparently, didn't really get invented until the early 1800s. You know, so it's not like a long one, you know, like violins or pianos or something like that. And then got picked up in the late 1800s. And apparently in America, it was really big during the Civil War because, you know, you could have one.
Right.
You can transport it and have it with you. And it was played by yourself. You know, you could be sort of out lonely and playing it.
And someone's companion.
Yeah. I mean, back in Europe, they've always been trying to integrate it into orchestras. I don't really know, but they've always tried to make it work. And then, sort of early 1900s, but it's the 1950s where it became a big blues instrument. I also would have thought it was earlier than that, but apparently everything I was reading was saying 1950s.
And why then, the 1950s in particular? Do you know?
They said after the war and people could get access to them again because they're made of metal. And so during the war, apparently you couldn't get a hold of them very well. So they're a metal instrument. And I don't know if you've ever picked one up. It's just not something you can pick up and sound good. It sounds terrible.
It's hard. It is so hard.
Because you're supposed to blow one little hole at a time. And so, of course, you pick one up and your mouth goes over like four or five and you're playing them all at once and you just get... And then when you suck in, it plays a different note and all that. So you're actually supposed to be aware of each little hole, which note it is on in and out, and really complicated. And then there's artists like Bob Dylan and Stevie Wonder where, like, you know, their whole career is really linked to the harmonica. So even though it's sort of a funny kind of, people might think, even jokey instrument, but... You know, really high quality, amazing artists, you know, like those two, are playing them. And so, the weird first track I have is Black Sabbath. So, here we have it in some metal.
Shall we play it and then we can talk a little bit about it?
Thank you.
So there you have it.
Yeah, Ozzy Osbourne playing the harmonica on a Friday morning. I mean, what a treat. What a treat. Ozzy himself playing the harmonica and mixing it with metal.
And it's an incredible instrument because it's so little, but it pushes itself through all of that music.
Yeah, I think because it's metal, it just is really cutting and brassy. And, you know, you can play it two ways. You can play it, but also with the neck holder thing, you can play it while you're playing guitar,
which would be insanely hard.
So, but so many people do it, and apparently, like, so a lot of people you wouldn't even think, like Sting and Steven Tyler, play the harmonica. So I think it's something a lot of guitar players will pick up.
Yeah,
especially if you're playing rhythm guitar, then on top that gives you that ability. And so the things that it does is it has vibrato and it can bend. And I guess sort of like human voice, and that's where you can get that slidey, you know, changing of a, instead of just playing a simple melody, you're getting those twists and grooves in it. And you could hear it very much there. And I guess, you know, that's, it's ultimately trying to echo and sound like the blues. And so that's where you get that passion and those, that wah-wah and the bending of notes. And so, it's actually sort of so permeant and around when I looked for it. Now the next track we're gonna play is even weirder. I mean, this was on all the lists of like best harmonica solos in music, and it wasn't one I'd heard. Like the other one that was at the top of the list was Neil Young, Heart of Gold, which people have heard of, but this one is by the Jay Giles Band.
I really liked this one. I got really into
but
it.
But I mean, Jay Giles Band is not usually who you would call up as, you know, the greatest band or the top musicians. What's their other song? Angel in a Centerfold. Like, you know, you just wouldn't go, yeah. But so this one is just so well loved and well respected in the harmonica community.
Yep, I think that one's bought me. The tone of that harmonica as well, there's something really different to it. I wonder if there's any harmonica experts out there, whether you can actually put a certain type of mute on
or
a harmonica.
Or how he's amplifying it, yeah. Or how close.
Because I know you can also wrap your hands around the harmonica, yep. And that, yep, gives it a sound. So
yeah,
I wonder if it's just that technique. But
I was reading my notes on the track. So the guy playing it is called Richard Selwitz. And so because his playing was so good, they called him Magic Dick. But I mean, phenomenal. That song just makes you want to jump up and it's swing, amazing. You know? And
yeah.
Yeah. Don't you wish we had bars that just played that?
It's something really, there's something really lovable about it, eh?
On a Friday night.
Yeah.
And be swung around.
I'm a fan.
Happy. Happy. That was a happy.
Yeah.
Happy track. People probably tuned in and just woke up and went, what the heck is that? Yeah, it's good to wake up music. And you know, one thing we were talking about before, and I wanted to get into more, was that you can buy them in different keys. And so sometimes, if I've played with harmonica players before, and so they have to, if the song's in A, they'll have their A harmonica or G, and it just plays like a selection of five notes, five or six notes that would fit in with a song with A. But if you want, you can get what's called chromatic ones that play every note, but they're really massive.
Whoa, that would be so hard as well.
Yeah, and you'd think any technique you would have to learn, it would be just like almost learning a different instrument. That's what I would assume from the outside, because it's just, you know, different notes all along.
And also your rhythm would have to be so good as well. And like I would assume if you'd, I mean, I suppose your rhythm has to be good with any instrument you play. I don't know. Yeah,
but yeah, they seem to have that attack, and but also that ability to slide and pull in, like the human voice. That I mean, we'll probably get into that with a lot of instruments. It's a lot of them are sort of it's emulating the human qualities and emotions that we can do. Now, our last track, if people know me, would know why I'm doing this, is a rapper that plays.
That song was so surprising.
Harmonica, and really sad because I hadn't really heard of him. His name is Bad News Brown. And then when I looked him up, so he was born in 1977. He passed away in 2011 in an alleyway on the way to a gig. That really sounds, I mean, that's terrible, but it really sounds even more old blues man. Like it's, oh, so horrible. So, Bad News Brown.
I mean, who would have thought that you could combine the harmonica with beats?
I know, right?
Anything is possible.
So did you say a caller called in and said another name for it?
He called it his orchestra in his pocket. He said he'd been playing for over 35 years, I think.
That's just as good as Mississippi saxophone. Orchestra in your pocket.
Loves the harmonica.
And I think that's what is cool, is that it's accessible. You know, you can actually buy one. You can afford it. I still think they're really hard to play, but I know some people pick it up and are amazing.
Well, I mean, if you've been playing for 35 years.
Well, yeah, sure. I've always picked one up and sounded horrible, but I hope y'all can if you figure it out yourselves and sound awesome.
Hey, well, thank you so much, Kristen, for coming in today and, yeah, for playing us harmonica tunes.
All right.
It's been
little pocket orchestras.
It's been fantastic.
That was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.